As we reported today, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said he will not sign a religious freedom bill. He's asking lawmakers to rewrite it after a number of retailers spoke out against it, including Arkansas-based Walmart, which called on the governor to veto it. In a tweet, Walmart said that its passage would undermine the spirit of inclusion present throughout the state of Arkansas. Of course, a similar bill passed in Indiana, and after an outcry there that it would discriminate against gays and lesbians, that state's governor said it would be fixed. Back to Walmart. It's also in the news today because it's calling on its suppliers to bring down costs. Let's check in with Ali Velshi, a host of Real Money on Al Jazeera America. And Ali, tell us more about Walmart and its request to suppliers.
Robin, Walmart is known to have one of the tightest supply chains of any retailer around the world. For people who understand Apple's supply chain, think of Walmart as the Apple of retailers. This is how Walmart has traditionally kept its prices low, by sort of, I don't mean in a bad way, but squeezing its suppliers to give them the absolute best prices. And what Walmart is doing is trying to convince its suppliers that it can cut, they can cut costs in other places, particularly when they co-brand with Walmart in things like circulars that go out into the newspapers. Walmart is sort of seeing this decline in newspaper circulation and sort of saying to its suppliers, why don't you spend less money on print advertising? Just get your costs down. Sell us the goods as cheaply as you can. We'll sell it to consumers as cheaply as we can.
Well, what does this, if anything, signal to you about Walmart? We thought the company's sales were up.
Yeah, the company's sales were up, but if you track the increase in sales, it has a lot to do with the decrease in the price of oil and the resulting decrease in gas prices. So Walmart has some tailwinds behind it right now, but it's actually faced headwinds for years. Decline in earnings, wage pressures, downward wage pressure since the recession, the advent and growth of dollar stores, the fact that a number of the dollar stores have combined and come together in mergers, so they're able to lower their prices. Walmart's getting squeezed on both ends. They're getting squeezed with the lower-end consumer, and they're getting squeezed with their higher-end consumer as well. So Walmart's been in a lot of trouble. As gas prices came down, it put more money in the pockets of consumers, and you saw an increase in shopping at Walmart. But in fact, the company does have to do more work, and this is one of the steps that they're trying to take.
Yeah, competitors like Costco and Kroger to face now. But you mentioned wages, and Walmart also recently announced it would increase the wages of some of its lowest paid workers to $10 an hour in the next year. Is that the kind of pressure that you're talking about?
Well, yeah. So Walmart, you know, its biggest expense is wages. So, you know, it's got pressure on both sides, the Costco's, the Kroger's, the other companies that are undercutting them or getting better prices. Costco does a lot of the same stuff Walmart does in terms of pressuring suppliers. But on the other side, Walmart has agreed to increase its minimum wage. Now, part of this is political. Part of it is, you know, you got to be on the right side of this trend for increasing minimum wages. But Walmart has said that part of it is about the difficulty in getting labor. We are 5 years out of the recession, and what we are starting to find is that, 6 years almost, what we're starting to find is that wages are starting to increase across America. So when you pay amongst the lowest of wages, it's harder to get people. So Walmart does need to pay slightly higher wages in order to attract more workers, and that means they've got to try and keep their profit margins going. So that means squeezing their suppliers. A lot of the suppliers don't like how this is going, but it is the cost of doing business with Walmart.
Ali Velshi, host of Real Money on Al Jazeera America, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.